T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One thing that's been very cool about this MLB offseason is that there is an offseason, that moves are actually happening.
Yeah. No, I know it.
Last year was at such a slow glacier pace. And yesterday we got our first little mini bomb, and that's Steven Strasburg re-signing with the Washington Nationals.
What a concept, to get a team re-signing their own guys.
Yeah.
How about that? And even there's a good possibility Rendon may stay there, right?
Well, I don't know, because the owner had said a week or so ago they wouldn't be able to afford both. But if they did lose Anthony Rendon, they're hot for Josh Donaldson. They've called the Chicago Cubs about Chris Bryant, so they would be looking to replace Rendon. I know this. As a Met fan, if they're going to lose one of the two guys, I would much rather them lose Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
Because the Strasburg contract.
Yeah. Right. Not only that, but he kills the Mets.
He
kills us.
And it'll be tougher for him to kill the Mets if he's in Texas with the Rangers.
Right, exactly. Let him go there.
I don't blame the Nationals for re-signing Steven Strasburg to a contract for well over $200 million. He was the main reason they won the World Series.
MVP.
He was unbelievable throughout the postseason. But it's a dangerous contract, and I think it shows you that the Mets were right to re-sign Jacob DeGrom a year ago. They needed to re-sign Jacob DeGrom. They signed Jacob DeGrom, you know, the two-time defending Cy Young Award winner, a better pitcher than Steven Strasburg, with all due respect, to a five-year, $137 million deal.
Yeah.
And Steven Strasburg, obviously, more years, more money. And it shows you that if you have a chance to take care of your guys before free agency, it's probably a good idea to do that. And the Mets have 3 more years of Jake. He has an opt-out after 2023.
Well, we got to get one of those things that Strasburg has with Jake.
Well, yeah, but that involves putting players around
him. Well, of course.
You know, actually, the opt-out is after 2022. So the Mets have Jake for 3 more years, but the odds are he's not opting out at 35 years old.
No.
I mean, he'd have to really be awesome for the next 3 years
for
him to have that confidence. And now our eyes turn to Gerrit Cole. And every report is that the Yankees are ready to make this just insane offer to him, where they may offer him 8 years, $300+ million. And so this offseason is just the complete opposite
of
last year.
$300 million.
Yeah. Well, what's the line? Where do you say, no, I can't do that?
You're going to give a pitcher 8 years? That's a lot.
Max Scherzer got 7.
Yeah, I understand. I get it.
Here's the thing. Max Scherzer, when he was a free agent, I think we would agree, he has completed 5 of his 7 years. Okay, so he's almost through the contract. He left when he was 30 years old. That's when he signed his deal. He was about to turn 31. 30 into 31 is when he signed the deal. They gave him a 7-year contract. He has been the best pitcher in baseball over the last 5 years. Over the totality of the 5 years, he is the best pitcher.
All right.
Jake lately, Cole lately, Kershaw before that, but totality of the 5 years.
I understand what you mean.
He's the best.
Most consistent.
Right? Most consistent. They gave him a 7-year contract. Year 5, they won a World Series. He's been a top pitcher for 5 years. No matter what happens in the last 2 years of the deal, would agree it's been worth
it. Yes,
okay. Yeah. Gerrit Cole is a year younger than Max Scherzer when he entered free agency. And I pulled up the numbers. He's been better going into free agency.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean Cole's going to replicate what Max Scherzer
did. I understand that.
But first of all, the numbers are eerily similar. Max Scherzer had made 198 starts before he got to free agency. He was 90-50 with a 3.58 ERA. That's what he was before he signed the contract with Washington. Cole, 192 starts, so 6 fewer starts, 94-52, so basically the same record, 3.22 ERA. So 0.3 points lower than Max Scherzer. I don't know. I mean, we're trying to project the future. So can Cole be great for 5 more years? I'm willing to take the gamble that he can.
Well, I think they're going to do it.
But they should do it.
I think they have to do it. I think it's a matter of having to do it. They need a major ace pitcher. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it.
But here's why it's such a, beyond no-brainer. They need an ace pitcher, but sometimes the ace pitcher that's available isn't the perfect guy. This guy's the perfect guy.
Yeah. Well, he's also the guy they've been trying to get for how many years?
Well, that, too. They've always won.
You know, it's been a long time, constantly.
But sometimes, you know, we talked about it on a lesser scale with Nate Solder, that the Giants needed to get a left tackle. So they went out and got the best left tackle out there, even if he's not a great left tackle. This ace that's out there, it doesn't happen often.
No.
Jacob DeGrom isn't getting the free agency because the Mets wouldn't allow it.
Right.
And
right.
that's the case now. So when a guy who's 29 years old, he's about to begin when next year comes his age 29 season. He is incredibly accomplished. He's pitched in the postseason. He is pitching right now like one of the top three pitchers in the sport. And he's a free agent. And he's 29. I mean, the stars have aligned in a way where, yeah, you got to get stupid with the contract. And I think we all acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is 9 years, if it gets even higher, crazy? Sure, it's two more years than what Max got. But if there's ever a time to do it, if there's ever a time to take that risk, this is it. This is the guy.
No, I completely agree. Like I said it all along, the Yankees have to get one of these guys, and specifically this guy, and I still maintain they will. I do.
Well, Steven Strasburg was never a guy that any of us really thought they were going to get.
No, I don't think so. And the rumors had always been that he was going to probably wind up back in Washington.
Yeah.
He had heard that.
But even if he had left, you know, you're hearing more about the Philadelphia Phillies or even going back to San Diego if they were willing to spend again. The Yankees have been enamored with Cole for a couple of reasons you laid out, that they've always wanted him.
Right.
Like, that's a guy they've always been attached to.
But they drafted him initially.
And despite what Strasburg did in the playoffs, which was remarkable, and I don't want to shortchange that at all, he was great. Again, he's the reason the Nationals won the World Series. Garrett Cole's better.
Yes.
Like, it's just a very simple thing. He's better.
Yeah.
He's better. And so give me the better guy and the younger guy and the guy with fewer innings on his arm. But for anyone who disagreed with the Met decision last year, that's why it was essential that they re-sign Jacob DeGrom, because of this moment. Because if they didn't, Jake was going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And granted, he would have been 33, not as young as some of these other guys. What do you think he would have gotten? He was going to get an insane contract from a pitching-hungry, big-market baseball team. So I think this market over the last couple of days with Strasburg, and obviously now with what ends up happening with Garrett Cole, has just reinforced that the Mets were right, and it was essential. It was DEFCON 1 that they get the Jacob DeGrom contract done. Now, if they don't get Garrett Cole, it's going to be a major drop-off. I mean, you're not getting a guy even close to his value.
Where do they go from that? I'm hearing Corey Kluber's name has been thrown out.
Well, I mentioned that before to CeeLo as a possibility because the Indians could trade him. But Corey Kluber is coming off a dreadful season, which
he
was hurt.
I mean, it's a, you know.
If it was me, the next guy would go to is Bumgarner.
Yep, yep.
And even if it turns out to be a 5-year, $100 million deal, it's certainly not as nearly as much as 9 years, $300 million. And I still think Bumgarner will give you something. He's not going to be the best pitcher in baseball. He's never been that. But what you'd be paying for is that in October, you have confidence to hand him the baseball and he could beat anybody. But right now, I think the Yankee focus can't be to pivot. The focus is we're not losing this guy because really it's up to the Yankees. John Heyman has said it. We're going to talk to Morosi in 20 minutes. He'll say it. Garrett Cole's going to the highest bidder.
Yep. Yep.
And now maybe we'll be proven wrong about that. Maybe he's going to surprise us and take less money because he wants to be an Angel or a Dodger because he loves Southern California for some God-for-known reason. But if it really does come down to being the highest bidder, then go be the highest bidder. It's kind of simple. Go bid the most money. Now, you don't want to bid against yourself, but you know what your competition is. You know who they are. It's the Dodgers and the Angels. And whatever that big offer is, you make sure it's 1 cent higher and you make sure you deliver the guy because the drop-off is significant. It's a real pivot if you don't get Garrett Cole.
Oh, God. Huge.
And that's why you're going to hear crazy numbers. I still do it. I don't think there's a number that's too crazy because this opportunity doesn't come around often. And it's only money. And it's only years. Look, if the last few years of the deal doesn't work, we've seen that with A-Rod. We've seen it with CeCe Sabathia. If they can win you a championship, if they can dominate and be great for the first 4 or 5 years of that deal, you'll live with the back end of it.
Yeah. And the Yankees haven't won in a long time. I mean, for them, it's like eternity that they haven't won.
No question. There is, according to John Heyman, a mystery team in on Garrett Cole. A mystery team.
We know it's not the Mets.
Well, Steve Cohen's beautiful money could be ready.
Could you imagine that?
No,
I can't
not
either.
Not yet.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, man. Well, Ernie just asked me an interesting question. He said, if Steve Cohen's money, beautiful money, as I like to call it, was now available, wouldn't you rather Anthony Rendon than Garrett Cole? Well.
No, I'm thinking.
It's a tough one, right?
It's very tough. Rather Anthony Rendon.
Probably.
Anthony Rendon.
Yeah,
but
as
you
good
know
as
what?
Cole
if they signed Garrett Cole, I wouldn't be upset.
The fact that we're even
thinking about it. I'd be like, oh, you know what? I want Rendon. All right.
It's okay, fine.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you convinced me.
You know, there's some analogies I can use here, but we won't.
No, I've got the same ones.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll do that.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, a friend of mine, this is realistic. This isn't a joke. A friend of mine came up with an actual Met Yankee trade that makes sense that both teams would do because it's not major. Let me just preface it's nothing. It was actually something.
Will we get Brick on there?
No. He's a free agent. If the Mets want him, they can go sign
him. He only signed 1 year last year.
So yesterday it came out that the Yankees are looking to move Jay Happ. Mainly because they don't need Jay Happ once they sign Garrett Cole.
Right.
And he's making $16 million a year.
Right. So who are we giving up for Jay Happ?
Well, Jed Lowry.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm done.
Well, but hold on a second. You've already accepted Jed Lowry. Ernie already accepted it, too.
Of course.
Well, hold on. You got to know the financials.
Jed Lowry.
Well, hold on. It's not as simple as that. So Jed Lowry makes $9 million this season. Jay Happ makes $17 million.
I mean, he might turn
cost
out to be
you
good.
$8
million. Well, let me say this. They might turn out to be good for the Yankees, but he hasn't never played for the Mets, so it's like not like we're losing anything.
No, I get it. And look, I brought it up to Ernie, and Ernie said, oh, I'd do it as a Yankee fan because, A, they just want to get rid of Happ.
Right.
There's no
I
use
get
to
that.
Them. And Lowry.
I don't love Happ, by the way. But I mean,
as a
at least
fifth starter,
would,
I don't mind him.
Right, as I said, I don't love, but as a fifth starter, you don't mind him.
No,
right.
Absolutely. The Mets need a guy who can eat innings, literally. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. That's why I'm enamored by Rick Porcello, because say what you want about the guy up and down. He did win a Cy Young a couple of years ago. He shouldn't have, but he did. Up and down. Guy goes out and makes 30 starts every year. That's valuable. A guy who actually goes out and starts. Now, you don't want him pitching to a 6 ERA. I understand that. I think Porcello's going to cost you more than $8 million. He's probably going to cost you $13 million. If I had to guess, I don't know.
Right.
Happ is making 17. Lowry makes 9. So for the Yankees, they're saving money, right? And they're getting a player that can help them as a super utility guy, in theory, if he played. Mm-hmm. And the Mets get their starter. It's actually I got to hand it to my guy, Fantasy Phil, as we call him.
Fantasy Phil.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea. I think everybody does
it. No, I would do it.
You're doing it, and Ernie's doing
it. No, I would have to do it. I mean, at least I'm getting something with a guy that actually plays.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, for a fifth starter, it's not a bad fifth starter.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. So I think it's a very good idea. And, well, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but it's one of those Met Yankee trains that would happen because what's the risk? Jed Lowry drives in 120 runs. Jay Happ wins 20 games for the Mets. Like, what are we talking about here?
Right.
It's two overpriced
Jed Lowry
guys.
Hit. I don't think he got a hit for the Mets last year. He played, like, what, 2 games?
I think he went 0-for-7.
And something like that.
Now, if I altered it, Ernie, would you do Jay Happ for Jay Rizz Familia? He makes $11
million. No.
You wouldn't do that one?
Because Jerry stinks.
I'm doing that one, too. In fact, I would, because I'm a very nice guy.
Right.
I would give him Familia and Jed Lowry.
Well, now they're not doing it because now it's going to cost the Yankees money.
But like, I'm just saying.
Again, Familia stinks.
No, we know that.
Right. Well, but here's the question.
Familia does stink.
A friend of mine texted me. they don't want Jed Lowry. I think you're missing the point here if you're a Yankee fan. You were trying to clear the money.
Oh, he'll be great for the Yankees, though.
Probably. Well, he was great for the A's 2 years
ago. He'll turn out to be DJ LeMahieu.
Right, DJ part two. If the Yankees are looking to dump Jay Happ, who here's his contract. He's making $17 million this year, and then there's a vesting option for another $17 million the year after. And I think it's based on innings pitched and starts. So if the guy's healthy, he'll make another decent amount of money. Is there really a market for Jay Happ? Like, I would assume the Yankees are basically going to have to give him away. I don't know if someone's going to take on that contract. So your best bet is to take back a lesser contract. And that's what Jed Lowry is. He's only got 1 year left at $9 million. So it's not, boy, aren't you excited about Jed Lowry, Yankee fans? Mm. It's if they're trying to trade Jay Happ, they're trying to clear up money. So I think it's a good idea.
And if he's healthy, he's a useful player. He plays second, short, third, when he's healthy.
No, he was a good player, just he didn't play.
Well, I'll tell you this about Jed Lowry. I don't want to just give him away because I think he can be a useful player. I would do it because the Mets clearly need a starter. And $8 million for Jay Happ is not a bad deal when you look at it from that perspective.
Right.
So it's not as if I just want to dump Jed Lowry for nothing. I think Jay Happ's not bad. Jay Happ goes right to the fifth spot in the Met rotation. That's where he goes. He's the fifth starter.
I'm with you. I'm there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.